Blog Talk Radio.
Initialize sequence now.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Ready to move the old output.
And all the grid control is good.
5, rocket time.
3, 2, 1,
ignition engage.
The new hip-hop and R&B station that plays nothing but the best in entertainment. This is
Rush Grooves,
only on Bone Fantasy Radio.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Crush Groove with a crush and nobody right now. It's La Crush of Black Reporter. I'm finally back on air, folks. It's been a while since y'all heard me. Unfortunately, I was not on air on Tuesday. But the show went on. Shout out to Brick and Lady C and Black Reporter and Sun and Quest and everybody that tuned in to the Adult Zone. I really do appreciate the love. I really do. We had fun. Sorry I missed it. I hope we can continue it now, this evening. As everybody knows, every Thursday we bring you a different theme. This is the second Thursday of the month of May, and it is the Boom Boom Room. We're back. Back to the Boom Boom Room. And, today was a very exciting day, first of all. Let me tell you this. Today, we got letters from the heart. People sent in their scenarios, so to speak, some advice from the people of Team Fantasy. And we're going to give them some advice today. If you have a scenario, a situation that you would like advice on, give us a call, 805-830-8320. Today was an exciting day today. I got outside, finally. Went out to eat. And my dining partner was the infamous Brooke. Yeah. We went to Buffalo Wild Wings. I was hearing, oh, this place is so nice. That food was nasty. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know. Maybe it was just my taste bud. Maybe I'm used to a different type of barbecue. It was all good. You know, we chatted, you know, and everything, me and Brick. And then we went shopping. You know, it's Mother's Day coming up on Sunday. So, you know, people had to pick up some of that stuff. Yeah, I got a new pet in my house named Kitty. Actually, her name's Meow, but I call her Kitty. So, shit. Her name is Meow Kitty. And I bought her a little leash with a bell on it. I bought her some food, a bowl. She's gonna be spoiled. I don't think she's gonna want to go back home. She like it over here. So tonight, we giving advice. I got different scenarios here of different letters, I should say, you know, from folks that's seeking advice. So we're going to give us opinion and give us the best advice that you could possibly can for Team Fantasy. Right now I'm Dolo, so hopefully everybody show up. shout out to Sun752. And shout out to Miss Freshy. Miss Freshy, I'm so shy. And she being all fresh in the fancy lounge. I see you, 803, Miss Freshy. Told you we'll get to you for that. Fresh. Shout out to all the guests that's checking us out right now. What's going to happen is I do 3 song sets. If you have a song request, you want to hear something, call me up and let me know. 805-830-8320. Send me an email, phonefantasyradio@gmail.com, or you can send me a text message right now, 347 855-7372. I'll get the message. I'll put the song in rotation. And it's that simple. Or you can go to phonefantasyradio.com. See, so you need to put all these things down. Right. So, and she comes to me, too. So, I don't know, maybe this is not smell like poop. But I went to Target today. I got her some stuff. This is like my first official pet. I mean, I had a pet when I was in high school. Her name was Lucille. But she was a bird. So that don't count. Birds are in the cage. You know how to feed it and stuff. But she ended up committing suicide. That's a whole other story. But shout out to Lucille. And, it's all good. It's all good. So what I'm going to do now is get into my first song set. Get myself situated. And, we're going to come back and share some stories. Hopefully by then, Team Fantasy will be in the building. Alright? That's how we roll. And I think I'm going to start off with some Anthony Hamilton.
Everything. You think I believe that love and trust are one and the same. I don't think you can truly love somebody unless you trust them. That blind trust, that beyond a shadow of a doubt, no matter what this person's saying, that person, you believe your man. Now you say you love me, but every time one of your little friends come at you with something, we gotta do this. Mama, I'm trying. I'm trying to show you that I'm for real. Tell me what I gotta do to show you that I'm for you.
Just shut up and listen. 216. That's how many times that I went back and forth about it in my mind. Could she really be who he's telling me that she is? There's something about it that don't feel right. Saturday she called him 26 times.
Oh, you counted.
You kept telling me not to worry.
Don't worry about it.
Wanna believe that you're telling the truth.
So don't doubt it.
But if you are lying to me,
even tonight.
Telling me not to worry.
Don't worry about it.
only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, John.
Don't it seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again, cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. Stares at me like who does this, and we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
Crush and Black Reporter.
I am not 100% tonight here, so I am asking for the night off. I'm not feeling 100%.
Okay. Well, yeah. In that case, we got Brown Reporter. See, you got a backup, just like I had a backup.
You have Brown Reporter,
so we're good.
Okay, cool.
Feel better.
Do what you can do, Brown Reporter.
Uh, tonight.
Oh, you didn't got quiet on me?
Huh?
You didn't got quiet on me?
Oh, he's not on yet. He's on his way. He's on his way.
Okay.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Okay.
Anyway. Today, I had the pleasure of meeting our first tenant in the flesh.
Ah.
We had dinner, we went shopping, we spent a whole 5 hours together. The first floor tenant is in the building right now. What's going on, Rick?
What's going on, LaCrush? What's going on? What's going on? What's going on? How's everyone doing? Hope everyone's well.
So how was that
experience?
Better
Black Quarter.
How
Black
was
Quarter,
that
I hope
experience?
You feel better.
Thank you,
it was nice experience. We do more talking on the phone, though.
No, that's because we were sitting there eating. Who talking to eat?
Was it good food?
No.
It was all right. I wasn't too happy. Conversation was wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay.
It wasn't that good.
Yeah, it was cool.
But
yeah.
Y'all still do more conversing. Y'all still do more conversing over the phone than y'all do in person.
No,
this is our first
time pick up nursery rhymes and start reading them in the store. But I was like, okay, she ain't got no sense.
I told y'all I got
sick.
Warned you before you came out.
Nah, we had a good time. We was just mostly eating that food, eating. We was both starving.
Yeah, we was starving.
We were starving, so we was like.
I read her bedtime story.
She's in the store reading nice books. I'm like, she got no sense. That's all I got to say.
Well,
y'all have a good show. Okay.
All right, get some rest, Black Reporter.
Thank you, babe.
You're well. Nice. All right, Brick. This is our first episode of Letters from the Heart, but I have to bring in Team Fantasy right now. We got a little sugar on the line. Hey, sugar.
Uh-oh, we got sugar on the line.
Hello, Lady C.
Hello,
hey, sugar.
Hello.
Sugar. Add a little sugar. Little sugar on the line.
What's going on, Lady C?
Oh, nothing. Everything is good. Going well.
Wonderful. You sound splendid.
I've got my first place that I can put in an application to run my own little business. First little place I can go apply for.
Woohoo,
I'm so happy.
Ooh.
Nice. You want to email me some cupcakes, right?
It's Monday through Friday. Woohoo. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
If I get the address, I'm going to send you some cupcakes, LaCrush.
No. I want peanut butter cookies. If you want
I want the cupcakes. I'll send you cupcakes.
I want peanut butter cookies.
I want no peanut butter cookies. I want no cookies.
Peanut butter cookies.
Cookies are
you want no cookies. No, they
cookies
not.
Are for children.
Ask a man. Cookies ain't for children.
Cookies are for kids. I don't want no cookies. That's what you give children, a cookie.
Well, whoop-de-doo.
Well, since you were reading nursery rhymes in the store, that's exactly
and
what she deserves, cookies.
Cupcakes
are for adults.
Right.
That's like the new adult snack.
And chocolate chip cookies with macadamia nuts. Oh, my goodness, yes.
No.
Okay, now those are for adults. Like I told my son.
We got a base right here. I'm sure everybody listening to the show will buy from LadyC's.com. LadyC'sCookies.com.
And her pitch line could be add a little sugar.
Add a little sugar. When it comes to their website, welcome to Lady C. Add a little sugar. Shout out to the men in the room. We got men in the chat room. Hello. We got Dre.
That's
how
I need to go.
We got On the Quest. We got Russ.
On the Quest on
it. He said, hi, Brick. Miss
Kiss. Who that? On the Quest?
No, that was
shout out to Order Quest.
And we have Brown Reporter, a.k.a. Sun752, right now in the chat. We got Miss Fresh, a.k.a. Sunny Shine. If she don't know, I'm talking about her.
Hey, Sunny Shine.
That girl got a dog size. She's a little fresh pot.
Eat me at the same time. We got 347 holding right now. And, we got people listening. Ladies, letters from the heart. Let me get to one of these. Let's pop off for one of these. This is a serious one here. I am a 23-year-old father and husband who is currently deployed in Iraq. A couple of months back, during my annual training, my wife and I was having a discussion about my son, and she flat out said, "I want to change his name." We named him after me, so I asked her why in the world would she want to do that. She then told me that every day she looks at him, she sees someone else. This is when she told me that she had cheated on me with another guy and my son might not be mine. I was devastated. It seems like my whole world collapsed around me. She told all this to me weeks before I was sent to Iraq. When I went home after my annual training, we got a DNA test. And he turned out not to be mine. You are not the father. This was not the first time this happened. A few years earlier, the same thing happened with my little girl. But thank God, she was mine. I forgave her for the first time, but then she goes and she does it to me again. It hurts so much, but I stayed married to her. I forgave her for it, and it took a while, but it still crosses my mind from time to time. Will she do it again? Should I have left, or is it better I stay? Confused young man.
Wow.
What do y'all think about that scenario? Gentlemen, call up. We'd love to get your opinions on that. If you was in that situation, what would you do? 805-830-8320. Make sure to press the 1. You press the 1, I know to bring you on. If you don't press the 1, I'm no longer bringing people on.
You say that. But you
always say that,
right?
But I do
on.
It anyway. Especially when I see their number just lingering there.
Yeah, she'll bring me on.
No,
I'll have to press 1.
Today is going to be press 1, and I'll unmute you. That's how we're going to do it today. I'm going to see if I can.
Isn't
that
supposed to be done every day?
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can go to the whole show. Do one day at a time. But anyway, back to the scenario I have.
That is sad.
What y'all think? Gentlemen, fill us in. What y'all think? Right,
they ain't on the phone.
Huh?
I said, well, quite frankly, me, I feel like, to address him back, I don't want to say dear sucker, but that's what it seems like this dude is. I mean, it's unfortunate that, this is probably a good man. This is probably a providing man. This is a man who's not afraid to go defend his country. And yet, still, he meets up with this woman and these type of women, and then it shatters his, belief in that there's good women out there. It's the same thing, vice versa. That happens. And I think it's sad that this man has to go through this nonsense. But you know what? I say it like this. Unfortunately, there's nothing he can do about the fact that, okay, the kid isn't his. If this is his wife, there may not be nothing much that he can do about it because, he doesn't spend, time and money and investing and all this other stuff in the child, and the child is not his. I know he may not be thinking straight right now because, they thought that was his kid. But, he needs to really divest anything he has if that's what he chooses to do because that legally is not his child. And I think that since that legally is not his child, he needs to let the Army know this because, God forbid something happens to him over there, then that mother's going to have, she's already his wife, so she gets it anyway.
Right.
You say that,
I mean, she's
You know, in the court system, he had his name on the birth certificate, and he's been raising the child. They will have to, even with the proof of DNA, he still has himself as partial father because he's been in that child's life.
Yeah, that's but you know what, he got wonderful grounds for divorce. He can the whole damn thing divorce easily just because she did that. You know, no judge in the land wouldn't grant him a divorce based on that right then and there. So that wouldn't be hard to do. But the thing about it is, I understand this is a man that probably wants to be married. He wants a family. If this happened to him before, this is a man seeking a family to take care of. And I think it's sad, but you know what? I just say, you know, I think that he ought to just, if it's not his, you can't stay where you're not wanted. That's the worst thing in the world you can do. You know, and it's for her to tell him something like that every time I look at him, I see someone else, you know, and he don't need to have your name. You know, she knew it was a doubt when she first told you she was pregnant.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So for you to tell her to sit up there and deceive you for 9 months and then however, how many years this kid has been on this earth. That's a deceptive, ridiculous, wicked woman. I wouldn't want no parts of her, so I would just assume divorce her. Seriously. I mean, like I said, you know, but see, his mind ain't right. You know, this is a damn shame. But worst come to worst, she'll recognize it. This is a guy that's a goddamn Iraq veteran. He can snap her damn neck and claim post-traumatic stress syndrome and be out of it.
Easily.
She was the enemy.
That's cruel.
Isn't that horrible? That's
horrible. That's heartless. I mean, every time I look at him, I see somebody else. Oops. I want to tell you this. No, you know he's been through it once. Why would you do it again?
Exactly.
Not only that, this is right before he deployed.
Yeah. Right. So you know that didn't even let him be at his best game when he was over there. He's wondering, wait a minute, this child I'd have had is my child. He's not my child. We don't know for sure. Do you know how he could have just lost it over there?
Well, she must have wanted him to just have all that on his mind to get blown up or something over there with all that on his mind.
Yeah,
cool. On the quest, talking in the chat, he's saying, he said that's heartless. He said, I don't know if he's talking about he'll be gone if he was in that situation. Oh, she's lying. He's a weak man. She had to cheat on him close to the time he went overseas. Otherwise, he would have known. And they're getting acquainted in there. I commend him for the simple fact that the first time it's happened, even though that's my child, I still didn't have to stay married to you.
No.
The first time it's happened. So he stayed married to you. He forgave you on top of that. Then, years later, 2 or 3, 4 or 5 years later, you turn around and you do it again, I would trip her down the stairs. Like, it was an accident, babe. You just want to trip her. Like you said, there's nothing he can really do if he want to break up his family. But, like, how does this affect the children? You know, treating them differently.
Yeah.
You know, start treating the son. And then on top of that, it's a son. You know, all men want boys. And for this to be your first son, wow.
Change his name. Change. Why you change my name, Daddy? Why is my name no longer Ray Ray? Why am I Bob?
Bob.
Bob.
That's what she came up with. That's what you came up with on the fly.
Well, he can't be Junior no more. I'm no longer JR. What's my name? RJ?
Your name is Bob.
Bob.
I don't want to be Bob.
I want to be JR again. I want to be JR. You're no longer JR.
He said, if she's cheating, how is she getting pregnant? If she's not using protection, she don't give a fuck. This is from On the Quest.
Yeah, but she probably was somebody she knew. Probably was the same guy from before.
Well, this one, just somebody's friend with benefits. When she had a need, that's what it probably was, a friend with benefits.
She just didn't care.
All right. I have another one for y'all. This is to my ladies. Y'all can help them out with this one. I am a single mother raising two girls, ages 8 and 18. My 18-year-old has never given me any problems until the middle of 2009. I just found out that she has an STD. I always told my children they could come to me about anything. Now, I don't know how I reacted wrongly. I don't know if I reacted wrongly or what, but I was very angry with her right now. It was simply poor judgment on her part. The way I reacted was I told her that since she thinks she is grown, then do what grown people do and pay for your own medicine. Should I have reacted a different way? I'm so upset with her, I can't even look at her. How is her little sister supposed to look up to her as a role model? Oh, by the way, she don't know who she may have gotten it from. She has been active with 3 different boys. She sure didn't get that from me. I'm 41 years old, and in my lifetime, only had sex with 2 different guys. Okay. Right. First of all, I don't believe that. Just because you have 2 kids don't mean you only have sex twice. I don't think so. You're going to tell me you had sex when you was 18 and then you turned around and waited 10 years to have sex again? Come on now.
Did she say 2 times or 2 different men?
Yeah, she said 2 different men.
Oh. But even right. though that's the case, she should have, I know, when you tell them that to be open to you, you have to swallow your pride and make sure she gets what she needs. There are health departments you can take her to. If you have to do that, take her there and mm-hmm. see what it takes to get it. But don't, I mean, you have to explain to her. And, okay, yeah, you had poor judgment, but talk to her. And tell
but
her, look, they've got some condoms before.
Technically, she's grown.
Yeah,
like really,
but
she's really an adult. Like, I don't need your permission, mom.
No.
To
the mom, to the
But I mean, it was poor judgment.
Yeah, you know, okay, baby, you messed up. I want you to talk to me. That was poor judgment. But let me get you some condoms. Let's go to the health department and get you some. If he don't
right.
have none, you have them. You know, and when you want them to talk to you, you have to make sure, because you're not going to always hear what you want to hear. When you give them that option and they tell you stuff, you have to take a minute. Because, yes, it does
right.
piss you off and make you mad as hell, but you got to swallow it. So, wait a minute, because I got to give her some legitimacy so that she cannot keep making poor judgments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and because, okay, yeah, you got 3 different ones. Why? You know, let's think about this. You don't know who gave it to you. You give them, get their names to the health department. You get yourself straight. And next time, pull out some condoms. If he don't have them, you have them.
Right.
You know, because that's one of the things a lot of people
and
fail to tell their girls.
And I think that's something that she's missing. Like, it's a, you know, she's 18, but she's still a kid.
Right.
Did you have to talk with her, and did you have it with her properly? Because the way you
right.
handled it is, it's like, you know, there is a possibility. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
you're not handling this correctly. So for you to sit there and say, you know, come with me for anything, you're supposed to already have that skin on you.
Right.
To know that if your child tells you something, you wait. You let that process, and then you come back to them.
Like,
you know,
you don't
talk to them,
right.
and you calm down, and then you come back to them. So, that you know, for you to react like that,
It's a hard pill to swallow when you think, oh, my child is, she's sweet, she's good in school, she's doing this, and then come, oh, mom, by the way, I found out I got this. What's going on, you know? So you got to, when you give them that open door, you have to, like you say, take a minute, swallow that pill, and think about what you're going to say to keep that door open. Because at this point, she's shutting the door, and although she's 18, she still needs the mom to come and discuss things with.
Right.
You know, and be able to come, because then the other daughter's going to say, well, look, mom went wild on her. I don't know, can I really go to her? You know, you talk about, well, how she going to look at us. How'd you bring it up? You have to be careful.
What about you, Brick? What you think?
Well, first of all, the girl is 18. Did I hear that correctly?
Right.
Yeah.
She's 18. The girl is 18, and she has an 8-year-old sister. Right.
Okay. Quite frankly, I think this mother needs to get her ass out of the time warp that she's in and come into the 21st century. And by saying that, I mean, she needs to, you know, for her to sit there and say, oh, you know, I didn't raise her like that. First of all, she got an STD. Okay? She's 18 years old, which means she is of legal age of consent. Okay? So she's over, she's 18 years old. She can vote, she can drive if she wants to. You understand what I'm saying? So in the eyes of the law, she's considered an adult. Now, if she wants to go out there and have sex, and she says she had sex with 3 people that she could have got the STD from. I mean, if a mom Duke to sit up there and say, oh, you know, it's just been, you know, me and another man and, you know, all this other stuff. First of all, that's your business. That's your situation. Times were different then than they are now. Times are not the same now as they were back then. Okay. Where it was just, oh, maybe, you know, maybe you just didn't have the opportunity to have 3 lovers. Maybe you wasn't pretty enough to get 3. You know, I mean, you got, there's a lot of situations that could go into that. So you can't even sit up there and say, I only had 2. Did you only have 2 because it was by choice or because that was just opportunity? That's all you had. You know, that's first of all. Second of all, by making the girl pay for her own medicine, the girl has her own insurance. And whatever, and it's working. Why shouldn't she pay for, you know, I mean, does she have a copay? She's 18 years old. But now, if she's on your insurance plan, I don't think it's unreasonable for her to chip in for some of that money for that medicine. Now, I don't think that's unreasonable. But I think that the mother is just, you know, blowing it really, really out of proportion. I mean, and yes, it's an STD. Yes, that's a bad thing. You know, but you don't get the type of results you're looking to get by yelling. You can't yell stuff like that into a kid. Okay, because they're going to do the exact opposite of everything you're yelling. They're going to do the exact opposite. But if you sit down and you explain to them why, this is the way. My mother sat me down, okay, and showed me a book of what STDs look like. All she needed to do was show me what these diseases do for me enough for me to say, listen, what's up, though? I'm not messing with that. I'm not messing with you. I ain't messing with that. You know, sometimes, you know, we learn through visual things. Show her what it looks like. Explain to her. Instead of yelling, explain. You know, she's at the age that you can't yell orders into her like she was a child. You know, at one point, because I said so. And that was the bottom line. You can't do that now. She's a rational 18-year-old thinking adult. Instead of telling her, no, don't do it. Say, no, this is why you shouldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that mother needs to just get her ass together. She just needs to really just chill, you know, and stop blowing it. I mean, it could have been 1,000 times worse than, you know, what you're reporting on. But I guess that's scandalous to her. You know, and if she acts like that with something like this, then she just only began to be disappointed by her kids. I'm telling you right now.
True.
Please, if this gets you all in a tizzy, shit, wait till you see what I got next. You know? I mean, if you be ready to disown me next.
Right. Just talk. If you're going to talk to her, talk to her. Give her a chance to say and give her some direction.
Exactly.
You know?
Say, this is what chlamydia looks like on a vagina. Show her that.
Right.
When I saw those things and all those discolorations, it scared me. I was like, what? No.
It looked like
what?
Like, what?
I think
like your skin is just rotting away.
Yes.
Anyway.
It looks like disease.
And that's just outside. Now you imagine
the outside.
To you on the right. Okay. On the questions in the chat. He says, okay, first of all, I feel sorry for mom. Second, the child must have something long-term. third, he needs to sit both girls down and have grown woman talk. And if she said three, it's at least six. Penicillin is fairly inexpensive, but some of those level three to four drugs can be several hundred dollars.
Right.
So that's on the quest in the chat room. We're going to get into this next song set. That's how we roll. We're going to come back. If you want to share a story, get our advice. You got the ladies on the line. You got the men in the chat room. Why do we have to be so distant? Men, call in. 805-830-8320. We want to hear your voice, too. Press that one, and we'll let you on. Because that's how we roll. Anyway, we're gonna change the tempo a little bit. And
yeah.
Run DMC. Yeah, okay. By request, Sun 752, Sucker MC.
A friend of mine asked me to say some MC rhyme, so I said this rhyme I'm about to say. The rhyme was there, but then it went this way. Took a test to become an MC, and our instructor came amazed at me. So Larry put me inside the Cadillac. The chauffeur drove off and we never came back. They cut the record down to the bone, and now they got me rocking on the microphone. And then we're talking autographs and tears and laughs, champagne, caviar, and bubble bath. You see about the life that I lead, and you your heart attack, because there's nothing in the world that run the level like a cold chill at a party in a b-boy stand. And rock on the mic and make the girls wanna dance. Fly like a dove and jump them up above. I'm rocking on the mic, call me Run Love. I got a big long cat and I like it's a pill, and written right on the side and read best to kill. So if you see me cruising, girls, just to move a step aside. There ain't enough first come, first serve basis, cooling out, girl, taking you to death places. One of a kind, and for your people delight, and for your sucker MC, this just ain't right, because you're biting on your life, you're cheating on your wife, you're walking around town like a hoodlum with a knife, you're hanging on the ass, you're chilling with the crew, and everybody knows what you've been through. I'm with the 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1, my man Larry Lamb, my name's DJ Run, we do it in the place with the highs and the bass, I'm rapping.
Thank you.
not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama, my body, I mean, every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other. Hurdles, mumble, jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you miss. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date. Then maybe we'll kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Cause a day without a kiss is so incomplete. And then maybe I let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I'll tell you, 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 and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. Yo, like, check it out. Dedication to my DJ K-Rock and the place to be.
Because he just couldn't hack it. She wore some moccasins and plus a tough leather jacket. He tried it over and invented a line. He said, excuse me, do you happen to have the time? All was on his mind was sex, sex, sex. So she said,
why did you ask? You got your own time back.
The poor old Dave, that line was cold-blooded. It seemed like her ego was way overflooded. She started to laugh and then she started to say,
I'm sorry, sometimes I do get carried away. I didn't mean to like ill treat you. My name is Running Rabbit and I'm glad to meet you.
He said, I'm Dave with Crazy Cloud. She said,
oh, you're the one the girls be talking about. Yeah, you must be, because you look like a winner. Come to my house, we'll discuss it over dinner.
Davey, Davey Crockett, king of the wild frontier. Well, he met a father, Big Chief Beretti. He said,
what's for dinner?
Soup and spaghetti. The dinner was rotten and he thought he's gonna cook it. He never would've took it if he known it. He had cooked it. Later on, they was chilling in the bedroom, sitting by the window looking on the moon. Nothing was being said, so he swore she was hot. He said, are you in the mood?
She said, no, I'm not.
From what he believes and from what he gets, if a girl says no, he really thinks she means yes. So he started touching her and coming out strong, whispering sweet nothings and singing a song. He said,
oh, I'm in the mood for love, simply because you're near me. Funny, but when you're near me, I'm in the mood. Don't mean to be rude, but I'm in the mood for love.
And then she said,
oh, Dave, you got my full back curtain. I want you. First, close the curtains.
He closed the curtains and also the door. The next thing you know, it was off with those drawers. Well, he was playing with the sissies. They were soft, not lumpy. And then he cracked the legs like Humpty Dumpty. He's fucking, sucking, also finger popping. He had no intention of stopping. Crazy fun, he did not want to leave. His head was between the tits and he could barely breathe. He had to toss, turn, turn, toss. Meanwhile, he was riding her with crazy force. She was burning hot. She said,
stop, stop.
He said,
are you talking sense or what?
I guess she didn't realize what she started. Next thing you know, she was acting retarded. She said to him strangely and kind of merry, he didn't take the warning. He rode it till the morning. He rode that ass till the pussy started yawning. He said, what? Wait, his dick went weak. He said, hey, pussies ain't supposed to speak. He took off his clothes. He wanted to leave this place. But first, he wanted to see the vagina face to face.
Uh-huh.
He opened it up with his bare two thumbs. He seen crabs with spears and Indian drums. He's going,
hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all, hey, y'all.
I love that one right there. That's Slick Rick. Oh, man. Just awesome music. Yeah. Rick, lady, y'all still with me?
Yes.
Playing in my ear right now. We are back with Crush Grooves. It is 3 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your hostess with Crush Heart. I have my tenant from the first floor on the air with me, Brick, representing Canarsie, Brooklyn. And also, okay. And we also have Lady C from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, bring a little sugar. Bring a little sugar to the line. And, yes, we know Rick is English. We got Russ in the chat room. On the quest in the chat room, Dre in the chat room, 752 in the chat room. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. So, Lady C, Brick, I got another scenario for y'all. Well, first of all, let me do my scenario. I wrote to myself. So, I'm in this group. I'm in this group. This guy added me to a group. I never asked to be added. He added me to all his groups that he creates. He always added me to them. If they get shut down, he adds me back. Well, he approached me one day. He said, you know, you can promote your shows in our groups, and I would like you to admin. Now, unfortunately, I neglected my duties as admin. Okay. But you know, I made sure to post the show. I commented when I could, and you know, that was that. You know, so he hits me up this morning, you know, with the regular, hey, how you doing? Okay, go. And then, well, this is how it went. He said, so a group admin hit me up this morning and asked the following. The admin, I wanted to talk to you about your involvement in the group. And I said, okay, shoot. He says, do you consider yourself more of a celebrity than a member? And I baffled. I said, what does that mean? He says, celebrities advertise member posts. Now, to be clear, the admin first suggested and gave me permission. The admin is also the creator of the group to post my show links and so forth and so forth. And like I said earlier, he added me to the group. He didn't even ask if I wanted to join. And I thought it was kind of rude. Matter of fact, I thought it was very rude. What do y'all think? Am I overreacting? What do you think, Lady C?
I don't think you're overreacting. I mean, it should be your choice. But then he tell you can do it. Then he said, oh, no, don't. He's not sure what he wants from you.
Uh-huh.
You know, okay, knowing that you have all these irons in the fire already, you're supposed to just drop everything. If he looks at what all you do, you don't have time to sit there and just post there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have yours that you're keeping up with. You got mm-hmm. the radio show Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and every other Friday. And then you have your things that you have to keep up with. And you're going to, oh, well, let me post here every other day. What more he wants you to put on your plate? Did he not realize you have a platter full already? That's just a regular plate. You got a platter full, and you keeping that up. And for him to add you, he added you as a celebrity because he thought that you would pull more people to his group. But then he got, I guess he wanted you to post a little more things to make him look good. But I think he's wrong.
If you stop it by, that's a good thing, because, honey, I've joined groups. I ain't stopped by months at a time. You know, even to post something about the radio show is a good thing. It means that you did stop by.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I thought.
You know?
So no, I don't know him personally. He was just some random guy on Facebook who hit me up, and all his groups are BBW based. But what was happening was they were getting reported and shut down because they're adult groups. You know, you can't have a nudity on Facebook. Bottom line. So let me tell y'all what I did. You know, first of all, I thought it was rude. But that was my main thing because of how he did it. You know, maybe because I wasn't paying attention fully. I was, like, on other tabs promoting my show, as always, you know.
Right.
And for you to say, like, he came at me, good morning, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine. Like, that was, like, my thing is we talked on the phone and everything. I even told him, you know, you need to get a new site, you know, off of Facebook so you can, you know, so you can do what you do. You know, that's what I was telling him. And I was giving him advice and everything. So I just wrote him back. He was like, oh, I'm not sure. I was like, well, is it that kind of rude? He's like, I'm not sure what you mean. I said, you were being sarcastic and it was rude. If you wanted to read a post, if you wanted me to post more, then you should have just said so. You didn't have to go with the tone, like, do you consider yourself a celebrity than a member? I said, anyway, you know, I removed myself from all his groups, and I deleted him from my friends list. And also, you know, I said, and by the way, yes, I am a celebrity, you know. and left it at that, you know. But I'm going to tell you something else I did, too. I reported his group.
Well, you knew that was going to happen eventually. I reported his group. And yeah, you should know on Facebook, they're very, very strict.
Right. But he, you know, he makes his accounts and so forth and so forth. And, you know, for some reason, he's able to make more and more groups. So it is what it is. But that was just Yeah, it is what it is. That was just my whole thing, my whole situation. I got another situation for y'all. What about you, Lady C? Do you have any scenarios that you need advice on?
I do have one. I don't know if I'm ready to bring that out just yet. I do have one. Being the other woman. There are people as the other woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're the other woman. But then the person tries to tell you, no, you're not the other woman, she's the other woman. The reality is, every night you go home to her. You don't stay with me, and I get a visit and a call on the side. But then they start telling you they love you more often. The reality is, once the other woman, always the other woman, even if they leave, you know, my thing is, if they leave them, would you ever trust them? And in my mind, I don't think I would ever trust them because I know I was the other woman. I don't think getting with the person who was the other woman or the other man ever makes a good relationship. Am I wrong for that?
Guys, is she wrong for that? Our gentlemen... Our man panel in the chat. That's what it is, a man panel. Now when I have men's night, y'all don't show up. That's the thing. Y'all always show up for all the girls' stuff.
They were
like, okay, we need to add more men's
stuff. They were busy on men's night.
I know.
But no, they start saying
said,
I love you more.
Said, time to leave. On the quest said, time to leave and get you another plaything. And he said, we are shy. Y'all brothers are not shy.
They shy?
Yeah, they shy. Everybody using that excuse. I just don't believe it.
I don't think men are shy. What you shy from? Y'all don't want some... No, it's when you say you're keeping it 100 and then you don't keep it 100.
Mm.
You next thing out your mouth is a lie.
Mm. All right. Michelle. Shout out to the Pooper School Bar Board for Kitty. Once again, folks, you are listening to Phone Fantasy Radio's Crush Groove. It's the second Thursday of Boom Boom Room. We're doing Letters from the Heart, where we are just getting advice on different scenarios and things of that nature. I want to invite everybody to go like our brand new book club page called Raw Dog Readers. I got some prizes today that we're going to be raffling off, so, you know, look out for that. We got a couple of contests coming up for the summertime. I'm planning it. Bear with me. I got a lot on my plate, like Lady C said. I really do. I'm planning a new segment to add to the show on Wednesday night. So, you know, bear with me. Bear with me.
What time on Wednesday night?
I don't know. It might be early. I don't know yet. It might not even be Wednesday, so I don't know yet. We got the 919 in the building who finds races hanging. Hey, 919.
Hi, ladies.
How you
hey,
doing,
I'm doing just fine. Lady C.
Yes?
You know when he started talking like that, it's time to go. He said, I mean, it ain't nothing good going to happen from that point on.
Right, breach of contract. That's what that is, a breach
right.
of contract.
100% breach of contract. If he don't know what it is, you're not going to know what it is, and eventually somebody going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
If you still got it in your head what the game is, you need to go ahead and move before you start getting confused.
Right, I agree.
Personal advice when it's been there.
Right.
Yeah.
That happens to me.
I was thinking that. That's how I feel.
That happens to me. I was dumped. I was dumped, Lady C. I'm serious. I was dumped from a friend's benefit. Let me tell you what happened, right? I knew this gentleman for a couple of years, and he had moved out of town. And he was like, I can't move back up until, as a matter of fact, he moved to North Carolina. He's like, I can't come back to the city because I have no place to go. So me, being the generous heart that I am, never like to see stray cats. So I'm like, you know, you can move in with me.
Right.
And, you know, we were already, you know, having relations or whatever. But
right.
he moved in with me and we came up with the agreement. Like, we'll be friends with benefits. As a matter of fact, I did a show and everything with him, folks. well, needless to say, make a long story short, what happened was, one day, you know, he worked at night. One evening, I was asleep, and he left out. Now, me not knowing, he left out, he had a bag with him. He didn't say, you know, crush by, bitch, boo, nothing. He didn't do anything. The only reason why I knew that he left out, because he called me to open up the door. Because he left his phone. That's the only reason. I'm like, well, don't you have a key? What happened? Yeah, he called me, and he was like, I'm going back down. You know, I got some place to go after work. I'm going back down south. I'll talk to you. I'll call you, blah, blah, blah. And that's how we end up leaving each other, which is very sad. I was sad.
Wow. You should tell. I don't like the not knowing, no surprises. No, I know he's not leaving his wife. They've been married for 20, almost 30 years. So I know he's not leaving her.
Right. But I'm like,
yeah,
why did you have to sneak out in the middle of, like, a thief of the night when we're just friends with benefits? Like, we're just friends
yeah.
that just have relations on the side.
Like, should have been forward.
This right, you should have been forward. It wasn't like you was paying me that much anyway, so you definitely wanted to cover
Maybe
the bill.
Maybe thought you wanted some, was going to want some more money. Since you're leaving, you owe me this and this and this and this.
No, I don't roll like that.
Friends with benefits is another tough thing, too, to deal with. Friends with benefits, bad.
Yeah, and we went through this. Like we, like I said, we
yeah.
did a show together called the Friends with Benefits Show,
right.
friendswithbenefitsshow.com. Like, we was really in it, you know, and we get on there. We even got YouTube videos up there of us. I don't even know if they're still up there, but we got YouTube videos. I mean, YouTube videos of us, you know, and everything. So it was just like us going back and forth, debating, having a nice conversation. We even had to go and revisit our contract because we did make a contract. Like, you know, if anybody starts feeling a certain way or feeling uncomfortable or feeling, you know, like this and this, we'll come back, we'll revisit, but know that he doesn't want a relationship at all. He doesn't want a relationship. He don't want to be tied down, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't want that neither, blah, blah, blah. So,
right.
You know, it was that. And we revisited after a couple of months, like 8-9 months, we ended up revisiting it, you know. And he didn't say nothing was wrong at that time. When you're supposed to bring up how you feeling, certain situations, blah, blah, blah. He never brought that up. That's my whole thing. Like, you didn't tell me anything. You just left. And I was supposed to wake up in the morning and wait and wait and wait. And, like, his job was calling me. I still get his mail. And he called me the other day, actually, wanting to come by. I'm like, oh, I'm good. But anyway.
I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. But I need me some new friend with benefits. I don't have any under contract right now. I'm just I'm just freelancing right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I had one that lasted for about 3 years, and I think we decided, like you say, you come to the conclusion, and it's like, okay, no. He was much younger, and I realized it wasn't going anywhere. Being just friends. He was becoming more attached. I said, okay, no, we're going to back down. Yeah.
So do friends with benefits evolve? Can they evolve into, like, regular relationships?
I think they can if you're honest with each other. I think you could. But if both of them agree that's where you want it to go, you know. I mean, to me, because you're able to bring everything to the table and not have to be secretive about stuff and, well, you know, okay. And you start saying, okay, I could deal with you. That little thing may irritate somebody, but being open enough to let everything out on the table helps make any relationship good.
Can I just say this? Can I just go off topic on a little rant real quick? I don't appreciate Black reporter and Brown reporter ditching me tonight. That's all. That is all. That's all I want to say. I appreciate that. Brown reporter done disappeared. He's supposed to call in. He ain't calling. Black reporter, he's sick, so he says. I appreciate that. Just the lack of, that's all inconsiderate. Leave me hanging. That's so rude.
John
the quest.
Called in.
John is there. Want to say hi to you? I'm mad.
Hi, John.
What's up?
How you doing?
Hey, Black Reporter ain't sick. He's probably jerking off somewhere.
He said he wasn't feeling 100%.
He wasn't feeling good.
Yeah,
now listen to what Lady C said. If you're in a situation like that, you need to dump the bastard.
Yeah. Oh. All right, so I got one more scenario, then we're going to get into the next song set. If you have any song requests, you know, 805-830-8.
Dirty Money, man. Play the uncut version, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Come
okay.
on, play Dirty Money.
All right, so here go the next situation. My boyfriend and I have had this on-again, off-again relationship for years. When we're together, we have the best time. When our relationship is on the rocks, it's really on the rocks. I am 37 years old with 4 kids.
Damn.
I am through having children, but my boyfriend is 38 years old with no kids. He wants me to have a child with him, but I've had this man, I've had all the children I want. My oldest is 15 years old and my youngest is 9. After 9 years, the baby factory is closed. This man has a six-figure income and provides well for me and my kids. I know he would make an awesome father, but I just can't do it. We had a huge argument over this issue, and we broke up about 4 weeks ago. I miss him so much I missed him so much that I did a very stupid thing to get him back. I told him that I just found out that I was pregnant again. He was so excited that he brought me a 1-carat diamond ring and proposed to me in front of my entire family at my parents' recent 50-year anniversary party. I've been faking morning sickness and everything. Each night he kisses my stomach and tells me that I won't be sorry, that I've made him the happiest man on earth. I can't hide a fake pregnancy forever. I'm hoping to continue bonding with him and fake a miscarriage. My hope is that we will be married and he will continue to stay with me afterwards. I know that I have entangled myself into a web of lies, but I don't know how to get out of it. What do I do now?
She should marry him. I mean, because the marriage.
Before the marriage.
Yeah, because if that's going to be a deal breaker, he'll be married to her and still leave her. Because he's going to say, are we going to try for another baby? Are we going to try again? And that's going to be the thing that she's going to, I don't want it. And they're going to be right back at the same place. Because if she waits until after they marry, it's going to hurt him and her. And then he's going to say, okay, so let's try for this baby again. And in her mind, she doesn't want no more children.
Right.
That's why I say find out before you get married. When you start dating this person, I got 4. I don't want any more.
That's crazy. But to lie and carry on like that, oh man.
You got enough money to hire a nanny.
That's not enough love. That's not real love if you got to lie and do all that to get them back. You don't really love them. You just want them into your life. To love them, you got to be honest enough to them. Can we work through this? See, whomever, this factory is done with down no more. I'll give you a cabbage patch doll. I'll give you a dog for a baby, but there will be no more children this way.
What about you, John? What you think?
Sounds like entrapment, man. He didn't want her when she wasn't going to have kids. But I got another one to throw from a curve, though. She claims she didn't want no kids, but did she get pregnant by him or what?
Huh?
Well, she said she's not pregnant. She says she's not pregnant at all. She's faking the pregnancy. They're going to after they're married.
Well, she got a nice diamond ring. What I do is I take the ring and pawn the thing and leave his ass.
But she wants him. She misses him. She says she loves him, but she can't live without him. So either she have a baby or they deal with not having no child.
I think it's the security. He got 6 figures. You know, he provides for them. And I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, y'all been on and off for years. You know, you got 4 kids, one's 15, the other's 9. You know, so
damn.
I think that's what it is.
It probably is bad.
And
he's
accepted.
But he's thinking you got 4 other children. Why can't you have one for me?
Right.
You
if
know?
That's the case, why can't somebody on Phone Fantasy have a baby for me?
Nah.
I ain't got no tubes. I ain't got no tubes.
Hi, Alice. Just send me weekly reports on Facebook what the kid looks like.
So somebody wrote me on the side, and I'm trying to decipher what it is. I'm willing to bet you moved in to a semi-wife mode, cooking, snuggle time, and the look in your eyes, you made it clear you like to take care of a man, take care of the men in your life. And it's only natural for you to spoil any living nigga.
What?
That's what they wrote to me.
For you?
Oh,
with your friend with benefits?
Yeah. It's actually, that's true. I can't even lie. But I didn't do cooking nor cleaning. I did the snuggle time, you know. It was my doja. Like, go to the store, I need something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm quick to say that too. You want to do me a solid? That's how I act. You want to do me a solid? No crush.
Well, you need your salad tossed?
No.
A little bit of Parmesan
cheese.
Let me
tell y'all what's coming up next week. Next week we have Brick's Health.
Where the hell is Black Reporter? How come he's supposedly sick, man?
I don't know. Next week we have Brick's House.
Let's move on.
At 8 p.m., right? We got Brick House at 8 p.m.
We got to check him out, man.
I don't know what's coming on at Brick House at 8 p.m., but you're going to have to let us know that. We got the Adult
Zone. Hi, Brick.
I don't know what's going on to the Adult Zone either. We got Crush Rules. That's Spoken Memoirs. That I know.
The Adult Zone, we're going to get horny and nasty.
That's a Mother's Day, so we'll be doing Spoken Memoirs that day. Everybody get your poems together. Teen Fantasy, you got to get your poems together, dedicated to your moms or yourself if you are a mother, you know. Motherhood is a theme.
I consider you my mother because you are kind of cool.
And we also have Pillow Talk coming on Friday where we get on cam.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Risking myself. Damn. You know, I may have to transfer some of these topics because Brick's topic was canceled this week. My topic was canceled this week. So, I mean, we was really on, you know, this is like the first show we've done all week. But we had a good time, though. Y'all had a good time on Tuesday. I listened to the show.
Yeah, true crime.
I listened to the show. Right. I got a
Lady C, Brick, you ain't talked two times? I'm pretty sure we talked true crime.
Oh, right.
Shit, I can't even remember what the hell I said. It was so bad.
Yeah. I listened to the archives.
I had too many mineral spirits.
To the archives.
It was in the chat room that we did all the talking about it.
Right.
Yeah.
Fun,
Jewish
752 started talking about Project Wars. I was like, wow. I heard about that.
Right,
y'all started on it. I heard about the bullying.
Hey, can we legalize prostitution?
Done.
I know, honey. Yeah, but see, they can have their own locals. They can get dental coverage and stuff, and they don't have, you know, they can consider it a job instead of the cops arresting them.
That might be a show topic, actually. I'll write that down. That might be a show topic. Not just that, but, you know, in general.
Yeah.
What else? Well, you know, we'll go into this song set, and then we come back, and we'll talk some more about some stuff. Because that's how we roll, dog.
I know what I want to talk about.
We'll come back to you after the song's hit, John.
Okay. Crush, can you adopt me?
I Yeah. you like I'm gonna love you, even though I you can feel a thing. No need to second guess me. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. See, I don't mind you putting up a little bit of fight. It's alright, but why run from what's gonna hold you tight? Through any complications, baby, maybe we can stop tonight. I saw dirty looks you gave me. Don't care what your ex do. Can't nobody love you like I'm gonna love you. Ain't no one gonna love you like I'm gonna love you. And if you dare, don't dare, send me straight to
Oh. Going on, everyone. Let it go a little bit. Welcome back, a little sugar, and a coffee in the and we got on the quest in the building. John hung up. I guess he ain't like the fact that he was muted. We got Russ and the classic Jay in the chat room. Thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for holding it down with us. We're going to do, I think, like two more scenarios. And then we're going to call it a night. You know, everybody go ahead and do their thing. Let's see. I have been dating this man who was just released from jail for selling drugs. I moved him straight in my house from jail. Even though he was a great family nearby, I have bought all his clothes, and I have even went as far as buying him a car. But I am also ashamed of him because he has gotten fat and does not work. Due to his felony charge, it's hard for him to get a job. I think I have took on more than I bargained for. I work and make good money for myself. I find myself asking, why did I settle for this? Should I stand by him and continue to build him up, or run for the hills? Some say we women today don't give men today a chance. I am ashamed of myself because I can't tell people the simple truth about anything. I lie about the simplest details to keep people from knowing the real truth about the situation. And that's because I carry myself on a high pedestal. But went looking for love in the jailhouse. What do you think about that?
Run.
Right. Did she know the guy before he went to jail?
It doesn't say, but I don't think so.
He don't feel he has to. She's taking care of him, doing all of that. I mean, I know it's hard to find a job, but hey, you stay to take care of me and doing this. If I don't find a job, you're going to keep taking care of me. Until she tell him she's through, he going to keep laying there saying, well, you doing everything, and you covering it up. You're not letting nobody know the true story, so I can sit back here and just live off the fat of the land and get fatter and fatter.
That's crazy, though. I'm one to open my doors to people and stuff like that, but I'll be scared to know that he just got out of jail. Because I tell you this, I tell this to everybody that comes through this door, I'm a snitch.
Yeah.
I'm a snitch. Don't do it in front of me. Because if I know about it, I'm going to tell. And it don't be, sometimes don't be on purpose. It just comes out like that, because I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about, but not me. Yep. Like, they came looking for my friend. He had child support. The child support officer came looking. But I talked to him last week. He said he was in Jersey right now. He just told all of me. It didn't mean to come out like that, but I was like, nope, he ain't been here in a year, over a year. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, because they keep coming to your door. They'll keep coming looking.
Right, his last known address. His last known address is at my house, right. Nope, officer, I don't know what you're talking about.
He's been gone over a year, officer. Take his address off of his list.
Right, take his name off the list. I'm going to...
I mean, it's good to want to think of somebody, say they rehabilitated, they try. It's okay. Like you said, if she knew him before he went into jail, that's a different story. But if you just...
Why is that a different story?
If you know them before they went to jail, you may know more about them. And you can, I mean...
Exactly. Like that makes you, doesn't that make you look even dumber for the simple fact that you already knew the situation ahead of time?
No, I don't think it makes you even dumber. I think it may give you a chance to know that that they got caught up in the game. They may have some potential. But if you didn't know them at all, you don't know what their previous potential was prior to the felony conviction.
I think it's a huge difference. So you mean to tell me she went looking for her man, or a man, in a prison system. Mm-hmm. She didn't know the guy before. That means she went to the prison system looking for somebody.
No. She could have found them online.
You can meet them online. These inmates have cell phones and can go online and go on chat lines and will conversate with you and lay out as much bull as the free man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, being a male, I haven't experienced that, so that's kind of...
I'm here to tell you, there are men in prison who have access to cell phones. And I'm not talking, I mean, real, they may cost them a lot, anywhere from $200 to $400. They get it. They use it, and some of them are on their way out, some of them not, but they get to use it and get the sweet talking these women. You know, I'll be out in 6 months. You know, such and such, keep talking to them, and then start feeding them all this line. Well, you know, I got this, but when I get out, I'm going to get on my feet. And just tell her if she was looking for love and looking for somebody to accept her, you know, he was right there and able to do that. But she said, I'm going to give him this chance. I'm going to take care of him and let him get on his feet. But she started doing too much.
Wow, okay.
And maybe she did it so much for him not to go back into the drug system, you know, making the fast money, but still it was too much. He had somewhere in his mind, he said, so hold up. I mean, if no more McDonald's, Burger King, Taco Bell, something, doing janitorial work.
I'm just saying, and I'm trying to just think about how bad a situation you have that the best you can do is some guy from prison. It ain't no, if you taking this guy from prison and they're talking to you over the phone, so on and so on, okay? I'm going to say you might not have known when it started. But where were your standards when the guy on the street walked up to you and tried to introduce himself? Because I guarantee you, the guy on the street that introduced himself, he didn't pass. And he in a lot better situation than the guy coming from the prison. We're not even making about looks. I'm saying if they look about the same, but on the street you're gonna walk away or not give the guy opportunity. But if the guy on the phone is whisper sweet nothings, you're gonna give him a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just said if you were hurt, how hurt she was by the other guys on the street. See, that's the one. Women are very sensitive. If somebody starts telling them, you know, and giving them these sweet words, you forget about the hurt. And you figure, well, this is a different person. He's gonna be different. And if he knows the right words, he can wrap her up in her mind. And say, okay, when he get out, he's gonna do better, and I'm gonna make sure I'm there for him because he doesn't have. If he told, I don't have anybody. You know, and I need you, and you start feeling needed and wanted. And yet she, from what she's saying, she makes good money and everything, and she's ashamed of how she's better and everything. So even that.
That's right.
So apparently she had high standards before she met him.
Right. But the kid that works in the same office as she is, she gave him no play. But the guy who don't have a job and got a criminal record, and who knows what else he bringing with him from jail?
Right.
He gonna get play. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I just think about women. But I've always been a strong believer. It ain't necessarily the best looking guy or the richest guy. It's about the guy that gets there at the right time. So I've always said that. But I guess that's another proof to that point. So. I'm just. Sometimes it amazes me when women.
All right, so we got one more scenario. Then we go to Cola tonight. Thanks to everybody who tuned in. If you still want to join the conversation, you can press that number 1-805-830-8320. Press that number 1. I'll let you on. You can give your 2 cents about whatever we're talking about. If you're listening in the chat room, we may go into overtime a bit. Just to hear what everybody's thoughts was, give us a call right now so you can listen in to the rest of the show. I got one more scenario for y'all. Here it goes. I have discussed it with several close family members but they only find humor in my situation. Even my 92 years old grandmother gets a good laugh out of my situation. So I thought maybe you could take my situation a little seriously. But anyway, I have been married for 1 year to a wonderful man, and we have a good relationship. But my husband now wants to have children. The only problem that my husband lacks is in the good look department. And I'm scared of what our kids would look like. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I love my husband, and I didn't marry him for what was on the outside, but I married him for the qualities that I saw on the inside. So I told him that I can't have kids, but he wants to take me to the doctor to see why I can't have kids. How do I tell him that I can't have kids, but he is just too ugly to make a baby? Please help me. I can't have kids for him. I can't have kids for him, but I don't want to hurt him either. His entire side of the family is going through some ugly problems. He has a big dark-skinned aunt. He has a big dark-skinned aunt that looks like a gorilla. I can't be pushing out no little baby gorillas. Please help me.
She should have thought about that before she married him. All of that. That's another thing. You think about these things when you're dating somebody. If that's going to be a deal breaker for you, you have to just step away beforehand. But other people make nice looking babies. Who say she looks so good?
They do.
You know?
They do. Ugly. The babies look so pretty.
Yeah,
I gotta get John's opinion on this. John, what's your opinion on this scenario?
Just because a person ain't ugly, like the story of the ugly duckling that turned into a swan, just because her husband, we don't know what he looks like. Maybe he is ugly, but that don't mean the kids are going to be that way, you know.
Right.
That's going to be quite interesting when he takes her to the hospital and she kind of says, well, I don't want to have kids with you because you're ugly. I wonder what he's going to think then. You know, that's kind of stupid.
Well, think about all that when you start
dating. My thing is, when this man asked you to marry him, did these things not cross your mind that you didn't want to have his kids? Did you know once y'all got married, he's going to want kids?
Yeah. That's line of truth. You got to learn to put everything on the table.
Russ said he feels sorry for the guy being married to a cruel woman like her. True,
yeah.
Russ, I agree with you on
that's
that
true.
One.
He poured his heart out.
Okay, well, let me ask you, there's three ladies there. Do you really love the guy if you thinking that your kid might be ugly so you don't want to have a baby? Do you really love the guy?
No. I don't think that's real love if she's worried about the children.
She's
worried
bullshit.
About his getting the big old yardstick. She don't get
well,
sure.
You got to look at it like this, and I think we've touched on this topic before. You got to look at it like this. Would you be with a man if the sex wasn't, or a woman, if the sex wasn't good, but he still was a best provider for you and your family?
Something's got to be
still,
going on if she hasn't left you, but all she's worried about is him being
man.
Ugly.
Would you still be with that person, even though the sex isn't good, and you know, but he's a provider. He takes care of the house. He puts clothes on your back. He puts clothes on your kids' back. He buys you gifts. He's paying all the bills. He's funny. He has nice conversations. Y'all have good times together. But the only thing is that his sex game is whack. Would you turn that up? And a lot of women, I know me as well, I have to eat that, you know, if you're taking care, you know, if it's just that. So, I mean, that's probably what she, you know, what she thought of.
She didn't really think about the having the baby. She didn't think we'll wait,
well,
and I'll keep waiting until I can't have. But he wants one now.
I get what you're saying, though, but now that I think about it, it's one thing to be a girlfriend and boyfriend situation, but you married this man.
Right.
Right.
So that means you didn't take in consideration, you know,
the
fact that they want children. Like, and y'all don't have children.
And that's two?
And you don't have children? So
right, that's step two. You're going to have kids. You're going to want kids.
Right, that goes hand in hand.
Now her family knows this, and so she's talking about it to the family, and they probably saying, baby, you should buy my dad before you married him. Yeah, our grandmother probably said, you married that ugly nigga, you're going to have babies for him.
Mm-hmm.
No.
At least the nigga didn't come out to prison. I give her that much. She didn't get the one out.
We got a caller from the 803. Hey, Sonny.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey,
I'm
Miss
sorry.
Miss Fresh Fresh.
Hey.
What's going
I'm sorry.
On?
I don't know where you get these women from and what can these live, but all of them are priceless. You
mad? Thank you, son. They don't make them like that here in the
No, look, if you marry somebody, you got to love him for who he is.
Thank
you don't care if he look like an ape or not. Oh, man, that is so messed up. I'm sorry, I had
no
one.
I'm not pushing
that
on no gorilla baby.
She didn't want no gorilla baby, but
she
loved him.
But I love him. I love you, Sugar.
I love you, baby, but you ugly.
Oh, you so ugly.
I don't want no babies.
And I'm mad she said he has a big, dark-skinned aunt that looks like a gorilla. I can't be pushing out no little baby gorillas. I'm mad she
like
said
you
that.
A trophy wife or something.
Right, that's the
but
thing.
You married him. But you married him. He looked that good. Why would you marry something that ugly? You know?
And she knew what he looked like when she married him.
Thank you.
What
thank
look
you.
Player. But look plays a part in any situation, I think.
But when you married him, you knew when you walked down the aisle, you was walking down, you looked on his side, you saw gorillas on
exactly.
that side.
Exactly.
You know they had to go to some kind of family gathering before they got married. You saw all how much the ugly went through the family. So you should know.
Exactly.
It's a hot
at
mess.
Some point,
hot,
you should have said, we got to put a stop on this.
Thank you. Wait a minute. You know, I can't do this. It's me, not you. I just can't do it, baby. I'm sorry. Disappear. Because he's gonna be heartbroken. I can't have children. Why can't you have children? I can't push out an ugly gorilla baby. How are you gonna explain that to him? That's about bad if a woman married the guy and gonna talk about a miscarriage, and he gonna come and say, we can try for another baby. Doctor say you're doing well. We can try again.
That's a trifling young lady.
Thank you. Very trifling.
Well, folks, that's our news or our scenarios for the evening. Thanks to everyone. Thanks for Sunshine for calling in. Thanks for On the Quest for calling in. Thanks for Sugar for calling in. Thanks for Brick for falling asleep. Thanks for Chevy Baby for calling in. Thanks for Dre, Russ, Sun752, and all the guests that tuned in to check out the show, and everybody that emailed us and song requests and everything like that. We really do appreciate y'all. Don't forget, we'll be back on air Monday, so everybody enjoy your weekend. Behave. I think I got a date tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll keep y'all informed about that. So Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, we'll be back on air, and we'll let you know. Once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. Y'all doing an awesome job and all that good stuff in between. So on that note, I'm going to say peace out because I don't have an outro. Black Reporter does the outro. So I'm just going to give y'all
bye-bye.
Like, as a matter of fact, you know what's going to be my outro song? This is my outro song.
Hey!
for sure. They call that thing vagina. Vagina in the morning. All right, folks. Officially, I am out. Peace out. Until next show. Bye, everyone.